Profanity Nation.
Yeah, it's the new era of man for some old school fans with a new school brand. We got money on the mic with the plan in hand. It's that Pat to his left, they go hand in hand. And to the right, we got Simpster, he putting it down. It's the Profanity Nation, we running the town. Yeah,
it's the Profanity Nation.
Profanity Nation.
Hey, welcome to the Profanity Nation podcast, where we are the voice of the professional fan. We're here every Tuesday, every Wednesday morning now on InfanityTV.com. I'm here with my co-host, Money Mike. How you doing?
Man, I'm great, man. What can you say? Well, you know, Lakers after playing pretty good, I'm happy. I'm excited.
You're good. They're starting to roll.
Yeah. They're okay. Actually doing a little something.
So they care now.
Right.
P-E-T? Is that what it is? No, P-A-T. I'm sorry. I was reading the statue, Kobe statue. My bad. Stat Pat over here to the left. Let's spell that right, people. Stat Pat, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. But you know what? I think there may have been some spelling errors on that, but I think they used that opportunity to change that whole shit up. Because people did not like it when it first came out, and people were talking crap about it. So I'm thinking, like, okay, well, then you know what? Thank God for spelling errors.
Okay, so
the whole thing down, and let's change his face and change everything about this thing because.
Well, you know what's so crazy about that? It's funny that you brought that up.
Yeah.
We didn't even
talk about it. I knew what I was going after to start. Yeah.
So, what's really interesting about it, like, when the story came out, the Lakers were like, oh, yeah, well, we knew about that for weeks. Like, dog, what are y'all talking about?
Right.
Y'all did not know about this for weeks. I think it's impossible for them to have known about it for weeks because they would have probably have tried to fix it before anybody else noticed.
Right.
Right? But my question is, do we get a refund? You know what I mean? I want my money back, you know. How much that statue cost? It probably cost $100,000, probably. You know what I mean? $200,000. Do we get a refund? Like, why do y'all not know how to, okay, bomb, V-O-M, wafer, the decision, like, okay.
They got it right above it.
No, yes. So, hold on. Spell check should be able to do that. Like,
for sure.
I mean, I get that the names, you know what I mean? Like, Calderon, you know, and that other, whatever, that's actually a word. It's just not a last name. But come on, y'all. Like, what are you doing?
Guys, look, we personally here, we kind of have a little bit more vested, not interest, but emotions in this because we know Dan Medina, the sculptor of the Kobe Gigi statue that sat here for well over a year, knowing the pride and the passion that he put into that just to create that piece of art. And I know that there's a family that pretty much has the monopoly on the statues over there in front of Crypto.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is appalling.
Yeah.
This is shameful.
Yes.
This is beyond unacceptable and embarrassing.
Yeah.
It couldn't have happened arguably, no question, the biggest statue to ever be placed in front of Crypto/Staples, the house that Kobe built. And it's just extremely disrespectful that wasn't double, triple, quadruple checked before it was etched in stone and then released to the public and people had to find out on their own.
Right. Like, how are you going to unveil something with errors? Like, you literally said, ta-da. And then came out with this, and we were like, wait a minute, though, but this ain't finished. This ain't finished. Like, what are we doing right now? This ain't finished. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't want to just harp on everybody a part of it. I don't want to go ahead and kill the organization. But we got to do better. If we want to call ourselves, we want to go ahead and say that we're the Lakers, and we need this respect because of our prestige and all this stuff. And we got to be pristine then in our presentations. And if we're the standard, then we got to be the standard. We can't bring out something like this that is like, you know not
rushed,
really
it looks rushed to market.
Look rushed. And you had time. You didn't, I mean, you knew the date when you wanted to bring it out. Your timetable was already set. You were able to go ahead and do that. You should have been. It just doesn't make any sense because what was messed up is just the writing. So the sculpture itself was okay. Mm-hmm. But the writing should have been – you had way too much time to get the writing right.
My question is, how many people proofread it? And how many
– Apparently none.
None. Well, no, I mean – No one proofread nothing.
They would have had to – listen, at some point in time, somebody actually would have had to – going on the computer and wrote down everything about what it's going to look like.
And that little red line came up. But look, I believe that the sculptor is foreign, so I don't believe they speak necessarily the best English. So they were relying on some things. It doesn't matter. You have to get that right. Yeah. You don't have a choice. You have to get it right. And they didn't. And they didn't. And it's a mark.
Yeah, it is a mark. It's a mark. It's like that's what I'm saying. I don't want to pile on because there's been a few things this past week. The Lakers organization, I want to say that, has been doing, has been looking un-Laker-like. You know, to go back to what you were saying, like, I know for a fact he may have been foreign, but I know for a fact he wasn't a Laker fan. Because if you were foreign and you liked the Lakers, you would be like, oh, what? That's not the right name. Like, that's not the right name. Right. I know what this is supposed to look like because I'm a Laker fan. I know this is not Vaughn. I mean, Vaughn. Like, I'm already checking it myself because I'm a Laker fan. Now, all this proofreading, that's one thing. But I know for a fact he is not a Laker fan because he would have caught those mistakes on his own. And I don't know if we want to talk about that little courtside little.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that. What are we doing? Like,
let's bring it up.
So,
Mike, what happened?
Well, okay. We have LeBron James, and he's in between Jeannie Buss and Linda Rambis.
Okay, time out. Time out. LeBron James at a game.
At a game.
Not playing.
Not playing.
Okay, night off.
Right, night off.
Okay.
And he's sitting and he's sitting in between Linda Rambis and Jeannie Buss. And Jeannie Buss, who is married, by the way, as well as LeBron, does that little "I'm gonna take my head and lay on your shoulder" kind of thing, and it really was like a half a second, but dude, it's a picture. So now she is laying on him forever.
Permanently.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a picture, and he, you know, just kind of it's a picture. What are you guys talking about? That is. In all steps of word, not throwing no shade, that's a flirtation move. You know, that is, I really like you move. I mean, why are we publicly doing this? And you are a player and you are communicating with an owner. Like, what? Come on, I'm just so disgusted.
I'll comment. I actually don't see it as flirtatious. I see it as a term of endearment. It was very much like my brother type thing.
But you don't do that publicly, though.
What you don't do, is when you're the owner, you're the gym. You have to maintain that professional separate. Like,
that's all it
like,
is.
Let's just say, Jeannie, I just would like to ask, you know, could we imagine Steve Ballmer sitting there with Kawhi? And they're sitting there, and here's Ballmer or Mark Cuban. It's not a female male thing.
It's not even that.
It's just that there has to be a professionalism, and how the optics. How do Laker fans deal with the fact of thinking that she's thinking rationally about whether LeBron is actually a good enough player for the money versus someone that she loves and cares for personally, whether it's a term of endearment family or not. It doesn't necessarily breed the confidence that you have what it takes to say, no, LeBron, I'm sorry, you're gone. I don't know. Time will tell.
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. No, LeBron is going to get whatever he wants. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad. It's like, hey, LeBron, you're here. We're going to give you whatever you want. Lakers are known for overpaying their superstars.
Yep. Taking care. They'd call it taking care.
Well, they call it taking care of, but, you know, Kobe did take care of the Lakers. And I just don't feel like LeBron took care of taking care of the Lakers.
I just think if you want another superstar of his ilk to come through those doors, you better treat LeBron James right at all costs, because there's no way we're going to say, okay, we're the Lakers, you're LeBron, and kick him out, and just because, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I'm not saying kick him
we're
out.
We're playing the long game.
But don't
here.
Smooth to
but
him,
we're
though.
Playing the long
she
game.
She is smoothing to him, though.
We're playing
the
long game.
They're talking about giving this man $60 million.
Yes. But thing is, she just looked very unprofessional.
That's
at the end
it.
Of
that's
the day,
it.
At the end of the day, I don't even want if just to even mention that it's a woman-male thing. Y'all know what professional business people look like. I don't even want to hear about, oh, is it because you're only saying this because she's – no, we're not. Professionals act professional, and they look at – if anybody is, like you said, Steve Ballmer's or Mark Cuban's or the Dolan's, like, look, like, you can have a cool relationship with him. Magic Johnson had a cool relationship with Jerry Buss. But I don't think that they were out there, like, in public like this.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? We knew they were cool, but that was off the clock. Right. You know, well, there was a power dynamic – as it should be, as an employer
hierarchy.
And an employee.
There
is
the hierarchy
definitely a hierarchy. We know this. So that has to maintain every time we, as an understanding, you got the keys. You go into my refrigerator anytime you want, LeBron.
Right.
Sure.
You can do anything you want to. Park in my parking space. I don't care. But what we're not going to do is in public get any misconstrued. Who is the owner? And who is calling the shots? That's not ever going to, because when you look at that picture, you don't really think
optics.
She's calling the shots.
The optics are terrible.
Like that. Now, she could be, but it doesn't look it. It definitely doesn't look
it. Doesn't breed confidence.
Doesn't. And my man is way too comfortable. He is way too comfortable to be in that. And you want to put it on. You see, this is, I mean, and I don't want to say this, Mike, but I want to go and push a little bit back on it, because we do this a lot by blaming that woman for how she's acting, and my man was square in the middle and allowing all that attention.
Who
and
was
not
that?
One time did he even act like he was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that we gotta give LeBron James some blame
for that.
Somebody
was throwing shade at him, though. Who saw, oh my God, it was LeBron and it had it was a meme of him getting kissed on the cheek. Who was throwing shade at him?
I don't know. I don't know. But you see what I'm saying?
I can't think of who it was.
That, I mean, accountability got to be across the board. And Linda Rambis, she's ain't above it either, because she's out there, you know, right there trying to tag team.
Well, the
like,
fact
what's
that,
going on?
The
like,
fact
you know
that,
like,
the fact that, that Linda Rambis and Jeannie Buss are best
that's what I'm saying.
Friends
that's what I'm saying.
Hanging out
saying.
With LeBron,
what talking about?
And they have him in between.
What's going on?
Like, the fact that he sat in between them is
bruh.
Bad itself.
Bruh. I mean, it's
what it is.
I look terrible.
It should have been Linda, Jeannie, LeBron. Right? You know what I mean? That's how it should have been.
Now,
why would they say, sit in between us, LeBron? Like,
did the story come out?
All these in the windows, you know? And then, look, the story came out.
About the $500 million?
No, I'm not even talking about that.
Did that happen before or after that? I really would love, like, before the picture or after the picture, because that would be very telling.
But
after this picture, he got $500
million. But you did see that they were at a SC game. And Savannah and LeBron were both, but their faces weren't, Savannah's face was not very happy.
Because she was embarrassed. She was embarrassed.
Yeah,
she,
so.
I don't.
I'm just saying.
So I think she's
listen,
well
it,
aware
one may not,
of Jeannie Buss and her family style relationship with LeBron. I don't believe it caused any stirs within. I believe it's all from us. And that's fine. All us being the media, but there's still it's factual that the optics don't look good from a professional standpoint.
Professional standpoint.
That's it.
That's what I could rock with that.
Exactly.
But what happens is the narrative is there, right? If you have this here, and then like you said, we're the media. You know what I mean? So you have this here. You know, you can freeze the picture. Her laying on.
Yeah,
And then all of a sudden, the next time we see LeBron with his wife, then I'm mad. People manufacture things all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and this allows for things to be manufactured because we know LeBron's been so clean cut. He's never had a scandal You know, so that what is the media looking for? Not Profane Nation. We're not looking for it. But what is the media looking for? They're looking for
a scandal. I think we're going to keep the topic here. We have a few things I'd like to bring up that are kind of on more of a scandal side, not necessarily scandal side. Let's keep it right here with your favorite guy, LeBron, and the Lakers. Y'all heard what KG said, right? On his podcast, that LeBron is definitely has used performance enhancing drugs. Have you heard that?
I didn't hear that.
Wait a minute. So KG is claiming that LeBron have used PEDs.
Yeah. Mm. Mike, you want to look that up for me? See if you can find something on that. I mean, you know, until you have proof or something, and then I'd say, does it really matter? Everyone's probably doing it still.
I mean, at the same time, it would in a way, because I'm thinking some of these guys that are really trying to do it clean and are breaking down are not using performance enhancing. Because if they were, I think they would be recovering way quicker from these injuries. Now, these guys are coming back from Achilles injuries miraculously. These used to be death sentences.
Science is great now.
I mean, science is great. It's over the top.
Well,
now.
I was about to say that with Aaron Rodgers because they were talking about that.
Right, you said that back. Right from the start.
I was like, no, that's impossible.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad he didn't come back, because it's like, come on now, why are you trying to play games? Well, that's what's been for the Jet fans, you know. I don't want to believe it. I want to say he had good nutrition, but I mean, the thing he's saying if it's for a fact, and matter of fact, we got to go ahead and get that that quote, because that's very interesting.
You know, listen.
I wanted to know for the people, man, who are watching, you know, what would this mean for LeBron James's legacy?
I don't want copyright protection. yeah, he did say he used PEDs per KG. I don't see any reason why KG would lie. He doesn't strike me as the jealous type, but then maybe he is. Who knows?
He might be.
We don't know anything about that, but I'm just bringing it up because it's out there and it's a topic. If we didn't bring it up, we didn't bring it up. But
I mean, well, look, for the record, last year there was they tried to tie LeBron to that. There was a story about that.
Yeah.
And then the story kind of said that there was no involvement. Anything like that. So, but listen, hey, if he did, it's never going to be proven. Let me just say this. It's almost kind of easy to do when you try something that is new and not been determined to be
right.
Yeah, part
when you're
of
on the, when you're on the front if of, you're on the of front cutting of it, right? edge science, you're absolutely yeah. right. You're so, staying ahead of the curve.
Yeah, so
no question.
And I mean, listen, look, Kobe used to, and everybody, this is full. Kobe went overseas,
Germany for the knees,
had blood withdrew from him, spun around, and put back in him, and that. Now that they did that, you know, what was that, 10 years ago?
Maybe more.
Do that here now, you know, where they spend the blood and they redo it. But Kobe was getting that done in the summer for that, you know, for the technology.
Yep.
It wasn't deemed to be illegal. Yep. I don't even think it's even deemed to be illegal now. But at the same time, when you have the ability to hear about something that can help you, that's not what under the rules or the guidelines, if
it's even gray.
I mean, look, right? what they say, man, if the cop didn't see you run the red light, you didn't run it.
That. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of that. And, hey, I mean, it kind of is what it is. I'm not mad at that at all. If they don't test for that, then
that's fair game.
Then it's fair game, right?
Exactly. I agree with that. You agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm stalling you out. I'm helping you, LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Next, much love.
Next on the kind of scandal, not really a scandal, but at least up for opinion and judgment. Caitlin Clark, of course, right? Going out there, she's going to be probably the number one pick. I think we know, right? To the WNBA. She recreated the Kobe picture of him in the shower with.
But there was a high school player that did that too.
That's becoming a theme now. However, she did receive some backlash for doing it. When I saw it the first time, once again, Profanity Nation, we have intimate details because we did a whole show based on that one photograph with Andrew Bernstein talking about what exactly happened, what was going on. And it wasn't a joyous moment for Kobe. No. So when I saw it, I was kind of like, ooh. Like, no, you obviously don't know the story behind that picture. What were your thoughts?
You know, the backstory aside from Kobe Bryant, because if she had known it and known that, probably she wouldn't have done it. Or, which I think, you just have to make sure that if you try to recreate that photo, it has to be the pinnacle. It cannot be anything lower than the top of the top award you can get.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like Caitlin Clark and you got the Big Ten, that's a conference championship. That's not even Final Four, you know, of the NCAA tournament. You know, you didn't win the championship. You still got work to do. Kobe Bryant is just exhausted from the whole year and everything else that went along with it. This is him just taking an exhale. You still breathing, girl? And you ain't even getting started yet. Your legacy is still in the balance because you got to get back to the championship. Like, you got to keep going. So I just think it was not – poor taste would be a bad way of saying it, but I just think it was just, like, cringy. I just think, like, okay, that's too small for them to be, like
– without sounding rude, it's just, like, it's a little ignorant.
It's just – yeah, you're right.
You didn't know, right?
Yeah, you should know.
Well, right. I mean, listen, I heard about Caitlin Clark one. I didn't necessarily see it, but I did see Trent – Perry, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Perry is a freaking McDonald's All-American. And I commented on that post. Like, and what I said was, he doesn't even understand why Kobe was sad.
Yeah.
But what's so interesting about that is people didn't even realize that he was sad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'm giving you insight into something about what that is. Yeah, so I'm 100% offended because you know, it's something that you kind of seem cool, but you gotta be able to. Because here's the thing: McDonald's All American high school player. I don't expect him to know,
right?
But Caitlin Clark, you gotta be a historian of the game because I know Kobe was a historian of the game. I know Kobe knew, you know, what Jordan was doing. He didn't, you know, and played, you know, Bill Russell and all the other stuff that was going on. And you have to study every part of the game. Not be a part of it, but know the historical impact of it. So I'm very disappointed with them doing it. And then they're mocking, you know, and it's such a, like, sad, you know, it's a sad moment where, you know, the whole story, nobody knew where he was and he was reflecting, and he was sad. He really was sad at that moment,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. Which should have been the happiest moment ever. And you guys are mocking him. Come on,
well,
man.
You're recreating it. You're recreating it for just because, and you don't know. I get it. It seems like a, you know, that's like everybody holding up the sign, the Wilt 100 points, right? That one, you're like, well, he scored 100. I accomplished something, right? 40,000 LeBron is going to hold that up. That, you know, I get. But there's just a story behind that one, and
yeah, I was very disappointed. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, and I hope it. I hope they don't.
I hope that trend slows down.
I don't know if it is though. That's the thing about it. I don't think it's going to.
It seems
and
to
you
be
know
picking
why
up.
It's because they feel that they're paying homage.
But
I'm saying is they're thinking they're doing that, and at this point in time, Kobe Bryant is not just Kobe. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? Kobe is this now it's eternal figure now. It's not even like he's the best. He is now in some weird realm that really if it's us as Laker fans don't really realize that we're living through some weird times right now as just Laker fans. Because think about any other fan base, anybody that won, like say the Yankees, and somebody was like kind of like when I think Mickey Mantle passed away, and they're like, "What? He's supposed to be old, you know what I'm saying? When he died, not that young, you know." Mm-hmm. And you still a Yankee fan? You can't. Everybody sharing this whole thing about like, damn, Mickey Mantle died. You know, like, and now it's kind of like the same thing. Like, we're Laker fans, but we're like, yeah, but we all remember Kobe like vividly. Right. Like, it's not like it was a distant memory.
Larger
like,
than
we
life.
Know him.
Yeah.
And now these kids are seeing like this figure, and of course you have the whole Gigi thing. You know, that just adds to it. These kids are just coming up there, and it's all Kobe's like godlike figure right now, and everyone wants to be now. Kobe is, you know, they want to be Kobe. They want to have that Kobe.
But they don't want to be Kobe.
Well, they don't want to be like. They don't want to be like Kobe.
Associate no, their see, passion so, with Kobe's passion.
Yeah, but see, right. but that's my thing though. Like, you know, you have to, in order to be Kobe, you have to work out when you don't feel like it. Right.
Yeah.
Like there's certain, you know, mama mentality is really like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, putting in work when nobody else is watching. These types of things. So I think people love the results of what they see, but they don't really understand what they go and work that we put behind that they go through. You know, he didn't go club. He didn't. You know, he didn't have all of his extra free time. Was for his dedication for the game. Yep. And so then when you talk about mama mentality and all that type of stuff, you really have to go and try to at least display that you know what it means. You know what I mean? Because it's a real major thing, you know, for you to want to, like, I don't feel like going to work out, but then not only am I going to work out, I'm going to push myself to work out like I want to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's what I really expect for people to really consider that, especially because he's not here on Earth anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a major thing for me because, not nothing to play with, man. Like, he was really serious. He really was crazy. He really, you know, and I want people to really understand that, not just, oh, okay, this is a cool moment. I'm gonna imitate Kobe.
That's why I'm over the mama mentality as a phrase to use for somebody that worked hard. I'm kind of over right. that because I think Kobe Bryant was his own thing. Because let's be real, okay, Jordan had the same work ethic, but nobody had a moniker for it. You know what I'm saying? Kobe called it the mama mentality. Okay, cool. He coined it. He coined that phrase. And now everyone wants to be like, okay, they got the mamba mentality. No, they don't. No, they don't. You can have hard work. You can have dedication. That still was around. You going up, putting up 1,000 shots a day.
Every single NBA player that's made it to the league.
You're supposed to do that.
Every WNBA player has hard work and dedication.
You're supposed to have that. So
it's literally the cream.
That's what you need to have, hard work and dedication. Now, yes, now, are there people that are not going to the clubs and people that are going to clubs and just basically relying on talent and not, you know, work ethic and getting fundamentals and stuff like that? Because you know those players. We see those players. They get a good 8 years in the league, and then that vertical stop being a 40 to like a 36. Yeah,
their body starts taking. You know what I'm saying?
And like now, all of a sudden, now all of a sudden, they basically are amongst the commoners, amongst the regular people, right?
Right.
So, in order to get to that longevity, you have to have some kind of extra gear. And you got to be, like you said, Mike, not going to the clubs. You can't be out there gallivanting. You know what I'm saying? You got to be straight focused and have your eye on the prize at all times if you want to reach those levels. Because we can see right now, one thing I want us to also understand, we witnessed 5 championships by one man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We see this. Now look back, and now remember that, and Duncan had his 5. You know, and like you know, you have who else after LeBron and Curry? Who else are getting these championships in bunches?
Nobody.
That's where you know there's a difference. That's where you know. Yes, those guys are working hard, but they ain't working that damn hard. Mm-hmm. They ain't that crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I just think like you know, let me see you guys go out there, stop using Kobe Bryant as your example, and make your own way and show me you got the same kind of mentality as a Jordan, as a Magic, mm-hmm. as a Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and the only person I see, man, I bring up again is Anthony Edwards right now. Like,
he has attitude. Yeah. I think right now his game SGA. Is – well, I'm going to look at – because you know what? Shy. Because
– Oh, I love the Shy story.
I want these kids to do it in the playoffs.
I love the Shy story.
We ain't going to give them nothing.
Hey, but I love the Shy story.
Do it in the playoffs.
You know what I love about the Shy story? Is that dude literally is averaging 31 points, and he don't have, like, that big major – we're going to endorse you, whatever, but he is completely killing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the MVP conversation.
Absolutely.
He kind of definitely deserves it. I don't know why he's not as popular, not more popular.
Okay, you know
like,
why?
Yeah,
that's easy. Okay, see.
Yeah, but
if it was Dallas, he'd be more popular. If it was just the state lower.
Dude, if he was the Lakers, he would be the
new we already
The Messiah.
If it was Boston.
But you know what, though? Can we really say that, though?
Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm asking. Hmm. We knew about Kevin Durant when he was in OKC. We knew about Westbrook when he was in OKC. You know,
they were together.
You know what I mean?
It was them
but
and Harden.
Still
had to leave.
No,
to
but
truly
we.
Truly get
no, but
where
we,
they wanted to go.
There is. Very little conversation. We knew about Durant when he was in OKC. You know what I mean? Like, it is. And
okay, so why do we know about Durant? And
when he was a number two.
No, but Durant and Westbrook.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Harden.
From in the Lakers' three-peat year. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Lakers mm-hmm. back-to-back year.
They brought us to the conference finals.
They took the Lakers to 7 games in the first round. Remember that?
Yeah.
They're on the map now. They're on the map. Next year, what they do, they follow it up, and now they all making noise. Now these kids got confidence. What I'm saying is, we don't know Shy and them until they do this junk in the playoffs. You know, you want to impress me at this point in time? Yes, okay. I want them to snub him, and I want you to get your hair on fire, and I want you to light this bitch up. That's what I want you to do. Because, see, right now these numbers are fluffy. I'm good with the numbers. I'm cool with it. I like your seating. That's cool. It's a good story. Now, though, but you want to be a part of the big boys. Look at what you call it. Look at Denver, just chilling.
Okay, let me
ask. Just chilling. Like,
so
chilling.
Let me.
Oh, go ahead.
All we need
is a third seed, and we good.
Serious question. Is Shy Kevin Love? Can you remember when Kevin Love
was. We don't know yet.
When Kevin Love was in Minnesota, I mean, he was a double-double machine. And then when he got on, you know.
Cleveland,
he was like, oh, this guy is horrible. So. You know, is Shy the real deal,
or is he the real deal? We don't know. Shy, you know why I'm going to say Shy is the real deal?
Like,
because Shy took the trade, and he got traded with a bunch of picks for Paul George, and he proved with a chip on his shoulder that they made a mistake.
Yeah.
A bad, bad, costly mistake. So that alone proves he's got that.
He's got the juice.
So... And I believe he'll carry it through to the playoffs.
I'm interested.
Cut your teeth, man. You got to cut your teeth in the playoffs.
Right.
I'm interested.
It's good stuff. Okay, guys. So really quick, we normally talk a lot about Lakers. Let's just get to it really quick. Lakers are currently 36-30. They've won their last two. They still sit in ninth, and they are a game and a half out of eighth spot. Thoughts on that, guys?
Man, listen, I actually, for the first time, am feeling that they're actually going to be in the playoffs without a play-in. They're actually playing really good ball right now. You know what's interesting about that, too, though? Like, I really am hating the narrative of, we're going, you know, like right now, 2 weeks ago, everybody wanted to fire Darvin Ham. Right now, and everything's quiet. You know, he's proving himself. He's doing a good job. If they lose 3 games in a row, they're going to go right back to firing Norman Ham. Like, we need to figure out what the consistent narrative is going to be about with this team. And we can't – and just try to worry about being consistent. We got – I know we got Vanderbilt. coming back, which is going to help us. They're actually playing good. They're actually playing good ball right now. So I actually have no complaints about like what I see. And
did he say Bradley Beal's coming back and to help us?
No, I didn't say Bradley Beal.
Who'd you say?
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. I thought you said Bradley Beal. I'm like, I didn't hear Vanderbilt. I'm sitting here going, what
is Bradley Beal?
Okay, so Phil, sit on the injury. So Vanderbilt's coming back.
Vanderbilt, he's still on the team, right?
So the Shams had an article. I mean, he was on an interview where he said that Vanderbilt and Gabe Vincent are going to be, they're pretty much two weeks out. Okay. From coming back. So that's also going to be depth. Our defense is going to go back up to being at that level that we need it to. If he's coming back from his injury and he's not have any limitations, we should be back where we would, you know, when we're locking people up. I just think that there have been some moves where you can see LeBron James and some people around Darvin Ham are not calling his play. Like, they're not even looking at him in the cuddle. Like, they're literally doing their own thing and not paying attention to Darvin Ham. And so, yes, we should stick on the narrative, but I'm letting you know, it's probably closer to your narrative about we play when LeBron want to play than it is that basically Darvin Ham has done anything differently to get these wins. You know what I'm saying? Because I still believe they believe
as you say that, you know what's funny about that? What I'm thinking about was when they created the narrative that when D'Lo, they showed, they were like, yeah, LeBron told D'Lo to go take that shot and win. You know what I mean? Like,
LeBron called the play.
He's still
in the game, even though he didn't play the game.
I mean, and what's funny about that is, like, that was the narrative on the little meme that you're seeing, like, on Instagram. But when he was talking to him, I didn't really see him saying, you take the shot. But that was the narrative that they have. So, obviously, people feel like that LeBron, you know, more people listening to him than Darvin Ham. So that's really what, you know, is interesting.
And well, let's go back. Like, it's talking about, like, you know, the person that was part of that is D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
And thank you for not trading him.
Right.
I'm just saying, let's be real. We got to come out there and say, we're so happy. We got to be happy not trading D'Lo. Because you're not, like I said once before, we were never going to get that production from anybody that's making that same money. You're not going to get this kind of production with him making only, I think, $18 million.
But that's because he hasn't had to play defense. He's only played offense. And that's the problem. In the playoffs, he's going to have to play defense.
He's going to become a liability. He didn't have to do what he's doing now.
He's going to – absolutely.
Because that's what I'm saying.
Or he's going to be a liability.
He's going to be a liability on defense. But I can't let you be a liability on defense and you get 6 points.
Yeah.
You can't do both. If you're going to be a turnstile on defense, then I need you to go ahead and just be a gunner on offense. You just got a gunner. You just got to go ahead and make that person that's guarding work. You know, you don't make Jamal Murray work for those shots. So you don't make him work. I need you to make him work. Now, probably one thing that Jamal Murray is not a small dude. So some of the ways that D'Lo kind of like uses leverage to get his shots, that's not going to really be on somebody that's got the same kind of build and maybe a little bit stronger than him. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to be able to bully Jamal Murray for baskets. So, but I still think he could be scored on. The Lakers are in a good position. Well, not in the standings, but they're moving in the right direction. You know what I'm saying?
Trending in the right direction.
Yeah, I see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And everyone's pretty much is not bought in. I mean, Hachimura finally getting Hachimura minutes like he's supposed to have gotten from the jump. So he's doing good. I mean, AD,
you know who the MVP on the team though?
Well, AD.
I mean, of course, just playing like
first player in the history of the game to go 27-25, 7 blocks, history. 5 assists, like, and 3 steals.
Come on, man!
Like what?
I mean, I really am like, why is he not in the MVP conversation?
They'd have to hand the baton over. That's not
it's like Kobe Bryant. Why was it never Kobe Bryant when he was having those great seasons with Shaq? Was he ever in the conversation for MVP? Yeah. Because Shaq was there.
Well, because, well, no, it was more the league hated on him. Yeah, I mean,
Well, they hate on street clothes.
Well, everyone doubted that he could do
it. Kobe Bryant should have at least three MVPs.
Oh, 100%.
At least three.
100%.
I mean, they gave it to Kevin
Nash.
But again,
Steve Nash. Once they didn't give it to Jordan every single year, now you know it's just a political thing that they got
to
share.
They have to share it. I mean, they have to share it.
So it's okay. Now it means less.
They purposely.
It's not legit.
They have to share it.
They have to
They purposely did not give it to Kobe. It was
That's why Carmelo got one.
It was a bad timing.
That's why Carmelo got one.
And Charles Barkley, too.
You guys know, because you watch the show, you listen wherever you're at, that we finish every show with a segment we call Money Mike's Out of Bounds. Money Mike is going to share his thoughts or opinion on a topic, and it's easy. He just wants to know, are those thoughts or opinions inbounds or out of bounds? Money Mike, you have the mic.
So literally, I've changed my out of bounds four times in this show, right? Actually, my first out of bounds was going to be about the statue, but you ruined that. You know what I mean?
Surprise!
So, but anyway, there's one thing we did not talk about, so I'm going to make this my out of bounds so we can talk about it, right?
Okay.
So, March Madness is coming up, and I do not know anything about the men's going the tournament. I know USC won the Pac-12 tournament. I know USC women's won the Pac-12 tournament. I know that LSU women's lost to the other USC, South Carolina.
Yeah.
There was a big brawl, which I love. The brother was coming out. I'm all into this. I know they gonna come and meet each other. They have a rivalry with themselves. Don Staley, dog, you got five people in the WNBA, and you still went 31-0, and you reloaded. Listen, the reason why there's no tournament selection now is because the men's, you know, conference championships this week. They need to fast forward. I don't care nothing about the men's NCAA tournament. I'm only going to watch the women's NCAA tournament because I know all those players. I know Juju. I know Caruso. Caitlin Clark. The one that pushed down Flaje. Amelia. I can't think of her name now, but y'all know.
Yeah.
Angel Reese. Flaje. You know, I mean, I don't know other. I don't know anybody on the male side. Am I out of bounds to say that I only want to watch the women's NCAA tournament? Am I out of bounds to say that? I'm going to do my bracket. How about we do a bracket on the women's
NCAA tournament? See, that's where you lost me. See, and there is the difference. Because it's more compelling. It is top heavy. I still don't know anything about the men's tournament, but guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to fill out a bracket.
For the men, women and the men.
How, bro? Do you know? You haven't even heard the 64th team in women's basketball.
Listen,
you've heard the 64th team in the men.
Who is your final four, though? What? You know it's going to be USC, UCLA. UCLA is good. South Carolina's good. LSU, you know.
But I still got to watch the men's tournament, maybe. But who's, if you were said, who am I more excited to look at? I'm more excited to see the women.
I think I'll say you're in bounds, no question.
Thank
but
you,
the storylines always play out for the men's in the March Madness tournament as it goes along, and so does the intensity and the intrigue. So no question about that. But with that, you're in bounds. So I think you got two in bounds. But I'm gonna pose a question for you really quick, and then we're out of here, guys. Is this year's WNBA draft equivalent to the '96 NBA draft?
No, it's not. It's not.
Could it prove?
Could it prove to be?
Is
Angel
going
to come out?
Yeah, I think they got to come out. I think they're all coming out. Well, I don't know if Juju coming out because
no, Juju ain't coming back. She's a freshman.
NIL deals. And people like they're
no
not
reason for
come
her to rush
so
out.
So nobody's really
got records
trying
to.
She's in SC now, and she has that NIL, and she's a star.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not going to come out. I don't think.
I mean, she get all the Kobe's and Nikes, and
yeah,
I mean, or is this
hey,
just
Juju
the start?
Is passing out Nikes to her team.
Is this just the start of things to come for the WNBA?
Yes,
and women's college
hopefully. And
talent.
Can you let us know? I mean, you would know better than we would the draft p- picks did the Sparks have this year? How many draft picks?
Their biggest is number two. Yeah, so, 2, 4, and 8, I believe. So unless traded 8 for 12, but 2, 4, and 8.
So 2, 4, and 8. And the girls that you're talking about, probably Caitlin Clark is
going
to be number
Caitlin's
one.
Caitlin's going number one.
Number one. So you figure anybody, if Angel Reese come out?
Yeah.
Do you understand me? If Angel Reese finds her way in a Sparks uniform, it is wild.
But you know what,
you know, because they're talking about those endorsements you're talking about. Those endorsements about this. We about to put... we're going to put, like, not just the Sparks, but the WNBA will be in full swing if the Sparks are good. If the Sparks are really good, WNBA
with the Aces,
is good, with the Aces and the Mystics, it's going to be, and you got the new blood, you know, you just got New York, Kadescu is still
and
popping.
Indiana now.
You know what I'm saying? It has to prove to be, you know, because, you know, there's the 2004 draft that was pretty nice, too. The 2004 draft, the 1996 draft, 84 draft. Those are the ones that stand out, right, because of the Hall of Fame talent that came from those drafts.
Yeah.
But, yes, I think it's and a lot of those names that we're talking about, since the Sparks have three in the top eight,
we're going to get some power.
And they're going to be ballers. Because these girls right now, this year, are balling. They're playing. They got talent. Yeah. This is not, you know, back in the day, you know, when we were like looking at them like, okay, Tennessee is going to win again. Because they're like, no. And we're intrigued.
No. I know. You know, if LSU and South Carolina was going to be on the same side of the bracket, they for sure not going to be on the same side of the bracket.
No, they're not going to do that. Why would you do that?
They are going to definitely.
They use a computer. They use a computer to a point. And then they're like, okay.
The computer starts somewhere.
Yeah.
They have a if we could have our perfect final four, it would be this. Okay.
Yeah. They can know. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God.
Forever. I mean, it's going to be.
Let the stars align.
It's going to be made. Because, see, listen, it really is great because actually USC and UCLA have really good teams.
Yep.
Like UCLA was ranked number 2 in the country. USC was ranked number, like, 5 or 6 in the country. So you have like this West Coast from a Los Angeles perspective.
Yeah,
like we're ready over there.
We're actually ready.
You know what I'm saying? Stanford, they just, you know, we whooped on Stanford, but Stanford's good too,
dude.
Like So we know.
Be fun, guys.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
it's
really
gonna
fun.
But you know what? Bronny James, they going to the tournament. I'm letting y'all know.
And as we know,
no shade, no shade.
You know, you can catch all your Sparks information right here on VanityTV.com with LA Sparks Weekly. This year's going to be great. Coming back. We will be at the WNBA draft party for the Sparks. We will be with the team, with the coaches. We'll be talking with the players, get their reactions and everything at the draft party. So be sure to stick around with VanityTV.com because we will be there with all of this, guys. All right. Another great episode.
Sorry.
We'll be back next week. You know what to do. Hit the click, hit the follow, hit the subscribe. Tell your friends, tell everybody, tag it, send it out. VanityTV, Profanity Nation. We out.
Peace.